What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I'm your coach and host, Josh, here with...
It's co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
Today, we're coming at you with an episode. We got 7 tips to increase and boost your metabolism. Let's hear more about it, Kyle.
So you might be clicking this, and I promise you, we are not going to give you fads. We are not going to be getting you to drink apple cider vinegar at all meals or to drink sort of different teas or just eat 8 meals a day. That's not what we're here to do. Obviously, a lot of people love talking about the term metabolism, and it's a sexy word, right? Boost my metabolism, speed it up, all that great stuff. And some people might be wondering, what is it and what does it actually mean? So to give you a little definition, it's basically how fast your body's engine runs on average over time, and it's going to determine how many calories you actually burn. So if you have a fast metabolism or a high metabolism, it means that you're going to be burning more calories at rest or when you're essentially exercising. And if you do have a high metabolism, it means that you'll need to take in more calories to maintain your weight. So simply put, some people are, I guess, like essentially born with it. There's some people I know that are hard gainers that need to eat more and their metabolism's fast. There's a lot of people that do have slower metabolism. They need to eat less and their body's just not essentially running as fast as someone else. Now, the point here is to give you all these tips so you can burn more calories, so you can eat more, so you can lose more weight and all that great stuff just to help you with your goals. And the first thing when it comes to the tip that I wanted to actually start with is just allowing yourself to go through different phases of the journey. So the other day, Josh had shared his full day of eating, which was absolutely fantastic. He showed how many calories he was eating on a day, and we got a few messages. Some people were saying, hey, I wish I was at that amount. Like, that's crazy. Some people don't really understand because they're eating less. And that's totally normal, right? To just see something and be like, and compare and just wonder, right? And the first thing I'll have to say is, between the two of us and between a lot of our clients that have been with us for a long time, we go through different phases, and that helps tremendously. You go through cutting phases, you go through maintenance phases, you go through bulk phases. So that just means, let's say in a bulk, you allow yourself to build muscle, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And by doing these different phases, it allows you to, you know, boost your metabolism, and it allows you to just start eating more, building more muscle, and just go through these different points where so many people mess up their metabolism because they're always in a deficit. They're, you know, for 12 months straight, they're trying to diet, and then they're just at a point where they're not able to essentially speed it up, and they're just kind of struggling, right? So the point is that allow yourself to go through these different phases. Even us, we've gone through many different bulks. We've gone through many different dieting phases, many different maintenance phases. And the people that I find do struggle are the constant dieters, the people who have never done a reverse diet, who have never allowed themselves to go through these different phases. And it can be very challenging when you're doing it by yourself, especially someone who's lost 50 pounds, because you're struggling to want to add more calories in because you're scared of gaining weight. And we actually help a lot of people like that who want to get to the next level, who want to be able to start to eat more. And by having someone by your side, you're going to be able to just feel more comfortable with the decision. So that's the first one. That is a very important tip here. Go through those different phases, but with expertise, I will say it's always better because you'll be guided much better and you'll feel more confident with it for sure.
Number 2 is to focus on building high quality muscle. So everyone's different, and I do encourage you to work with what you have. You may be a small person who's more sedentary, you will be having less calories than someone like me, who obviously is a lot bigger, has more muscle, has more years of training, but you can really work to optimize within your factors. And even as Kyle had said, understanding the different phasings, you can finish out a cut, have things be suppressed, work to bridge that up, actually focus on putting on more muscle, more good quality muscle, restarting some of those systems that may have been suppressed. So even you have a thing called non-exercise activity thermogenesis called NEAT. That is, if you're fidgeting, your hand talk, or you're tapping your knee, our body's pretty smart about this and our body will naturally do it. And a lot of people say, I'm going to jack up my NEAT, I'm going to walk more, I'm going to wave my hands around more. And that's not the way it works. The point is, it's not active. It's just something you do subconsciously. And that is where some people will just be really fidgety. They'll always be moving. And they'll be able to eat way more calories. I have one client who's about 115 pounds, and we can very comfortably eat 2,600 and maintain at that, we can bulk like with about the same calories I eat, which is wild. But there are a whole myriad of factors that go into it. But it's really important you work with what you have first and foremost, instead of being fixated on what other people are eating or doing, whether your calories are low or high. Every body is so unique. And one of the best ways to like really maximize a great metabolism, have more calories, have an efficient body, is to put on more muscle. By having more muscle and less fat, it will actually take more energy to upkeep it, to maintain it, to train with it. And that is where you'll be able to have more food. You'll have a more efficient, stronger metabolism, and just constantly working to remove fat, gain muscle, and just really improve the base of your physique. You're going to get more of a benefit out of this.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And you know, the biggest thing with this episode is just simply their main tips of just being healthy, of being just overall fit, of being just overall in the best shape possible. And when it comes to the word metabolism, like I just want to say, like, the amount of people that throw it around and just talk about it is definitely kind of an interesting buzzword. Like, yes, it is a thing, and it is what we're spending time talking about here. But the main thing I want to focus on is like every single tip here and everything will just help you with longevity, with feeling better, with potentially eating more. So then you can just live a healthier, I guess, a happier lifestyle. So you're at a essentially different point of your journey. And I did want to just kind of mention that, because I know sometimes it can be tricky and you hear it all the time and someone will say, hey, seven, all these different things, which of course we got you in here with that title. But the goal here is just all these tips within just being in a better spot, physically, mentally, emotionally, and health-wise. So simply put, number three, of course, is just staying active, right? So I do believe, you know, if you have two people in front of, you know, one person who's sedentary, one person who's not, you know, let's say you're having the same amount of calories, like, or I'll give you an example. My one friend, he is 30 pounds heavier than me. I do have more muscle, just, you know, tip number one or two, which Josh has talked about, more experience, of course, but also my activity is just much higher. And that just comes from regular actual activity. So a little bit different than what Josh was talking about. And it's just a couple thousand extra steps. It's standing a bit more. It's a little bit more walking. It's those extra little things that I do believe help out, which in turn will allow you to just start to consume more calories over time. Now, I don't want this to be confused with when you eat, when you move more, then you instantly eat more. But I do believe just simply staying active, you know, taking the extra longer, you know, way to get there, is something that can 100% impact that. And the amount of people I see that are in the very low movement range, like burning very few calories, getting very few steps, it's pretty crazy. I know it may not be you if you're listening. Maybe you're listening to this while you're walking, which is awesome. I know a lot of people like to do that. But simply put, just focusing on building more muscle, staying active. I know these may seem like generic tips, but even as I'm putting together a fat loss ebook, every time I would go back to how to manage stress, how to get better sleep, how to just become the best version of yourself, it would all come back to the basics. Like, I would try to look for something a little bit more unique and different. Like, you know, here's a crazy strategy that I've never heard of. And then it always comes back to, you know, if you want to have a better sleep, get some more activity in, go for some more walks, like do all these things that may not sound like crazy sexy because it's not like insanely unique, but these are the things that really help. And these are the things that I feel like a lot of people miss out on. So that is going to be number three.
And number four is to increase protein intake as well as aim to eat better quality food. So food actually will have a cost of energy to break it down. Like, it's not just free. It's not purely a source. Your body has to use its systems to digest it and work it through. And that is where having fibrous, more high quality, rich foods, also foods and high in protein, and really understanding different macronutrients. If you have sugar, it's very easy and quick for your body to convert that to glycogen, whereas it gets a little bit more nuanced and complex when you are having more protein. It's also going to satiate you more and you will be happier with less calories, which may not be directly boosting metabolism, but that satiation will make it easier to fit within it. It's going to help you feel better. And that's a big part of it as well, is how you feel, how your systems are working. But protein in general will require more energy to digest relative to fats and carbs. And that is where high protein diets are incredibly efficient and fantastic. And then even looking past that and having high quality foods in general will just be a great way to really live your healthiest, feel your best, to have more energy, to make sure you're getting a lot of nutrients within your food as well as fibers.
Yeah, very, very not simple. I mean, these are like, once again, the biggest movers. And even for this next one, I didn't want to include it, but I want people to be on the best track possible with all the things that will make the biggest difference for your metabolism, for your health, for your skin, for your well-being, for your sleep, all that stuff. And it's just simply staying hydrated. And even a bit of mild dehydration can cause your metabolism to slow down slightly. Just making sure that you're simply drinking enough water per day. I know it's so easy for someone out there to, you know, be attracted to a claim. Let's say some sort of supplement company comes out with this metabolism boosting supplement, and you might see that and be like, holy, I don't know what it is, but I want it. $67 monthly subscription. Okay, cool. Let me get on it. Meanwhile, there's other people out there just simply focusing on moving more, you know, going through different bulks and different cycles, myself included here, drinking more water, and they're going to see so many better benefits. And these are the things that are essentially free, right? Like even just simply drinking more water, like that person who will be attracted to that quick fix or that thing that's like a bold claim is the person that might be just not drinking as much water. And these are the things that will be a needle mover. And we want to do a nice little recap of all the most important habits and traits that just lead to being the best version of yourself. So drink more water. You will not regret it.
And this is a huge one, and that is getting enough sleep and getting quality sleep. So not just the length of your sleep, but the quality of it. All too often, I come across people, it's very normalized to be like, caffeine doesn't affect me, and they have it late at night, or perhaps you have a glass of wine to unwind every single night. These are things that will absolutely nuke your sleep quality, and if you wear like a sleep tracker or something along those lines, you'll see the effects of it, because we really want to maximize REM, deep sleep, where our body can repair, recover, and heal. And it's absolutely amazing the difference of someone who's well slept versus someone who is not well slept. And just keep in mind, just because your body's adaptable and it does well even with some of these challenges in front of it, you want to optimize as much as you can. And like I said, this is our time to recover, heal, and repair. And a lack of sleep can really disrupt your metabolism in general, and this can actually lead to weight gain, lack of performance. It can have quite a few ramifications. So it's really important you aim for good quality sleep each night. How much you need will be entirely different and specific to the individual, but you also want to be maximizing for good quality deep sleep where you're not waking up a lot, where you're actually recovering, where you're moving the needle. And the best way to do that is do all the generic sleep tips that we've mentioned a million times before. Dark, cold space, obviously the correct pillow for you, sleeping in the right way, really just being mindful of not having too much caffeine close to bed, not having too much food or water to mess with digestion, and also really just being mindful of alcohol consumption. You do those things, you get into a consistent rhythm, and this will just absolutely be one of the biggest takeaways in terms of boosting your metabolism.
Yeah, and even as I'm finishing up this ebook, it's funny because it's fresh on the top of my head. Yesterday, I was looking more into the sleep and stress side of things and how much that does affect overall weight loss and the amount of people that don't realize it, but also once again your metabolism. It's pretty wild. Like nutrition, of course, important, being active, strength training, all that stuff, but this is where I think a lot of people just unfortunately miss out between, I guess, maybe having some just work problems, maybe just not spending enough time focusing on this stuff. And even when it comes to stress, which is number 7, not spending enough time to just slow down and like be present and do some breathing techniques and maybe taking a break and getting off your phone and being in nature. Like all these things help, and those are all fantastic tips. But once again, a lot of people don't realize that chronic stress can absolutely lead to hormone imbalances that can definitely slow down your metabolism. So you might be doing all the right stuff in terms of activity, in terms of nutrition, and then you're just not paying attention to these last two. You might be drinking enough water, but then you say, oh, you know what? I'm moving enough, I'm eating enough, or, you know, I'm having enough protein, and then you just don't care about these things. And it can definitely just have an effect on your hormones and how your body's functioning, even without realizing it. So 100% something to consider and pay attention to. So some of the techniques, like I said, you know, maybe even a little bit of meditation, maybe some journaling to just get your thoughts out, giving yourself enough time before you jump into a crazy work schedule, like giving yourself 30 minutes of me time, stuff like that can definitely pay off. Of course, working out can relieve stress and all that great stuff. But one thing to consider is everyone's metabolism will be completely different, you know, based off of your age, based off of genetics, based off your body composition. So we can only do so much, like Josh was saying earlier. And I do believe it's something that can be thought of a little bit too much, but instead focus on these habits that can help produce the most amount of change that can lead you to being the best, healthiest version of yourself. I can't stress that enough. Speaking of stress, funny enough, but anyways, if you're looking to get to the next level, you want someone to give you a game plan, say, hey, this is this is what you need. Here's how you're going to do it. Here's the nutrition protocols. Here's your calories. Here's how we're going to, you know, get you to the next level. Workouts will be taken care of. Everything will be fully customized towards your situation, where you're struggling, where you need more support, and all that great stuff. Simply fill out the form below. It's the first link. It's our website, ColossusFitness.com. There's no strings attached. It's free to fill it out. It'll take a few minutes, and then we'll get in touch with you to make sure you're the right fit and give you some more info as to how we can change your life, guaranteed, with our coaching program. And yeah, until then, thank you for listening to this episode. Hopefully it changed your life. Follow us on Instagram, and we'll always be there for you, and have a great one. Cheers.